All right, Randy, third trip to Victory Lane tonight. How do you see this one different from the other ones?
We had to pass. That was the biggest thing. We were always wondering what it would be like in traffic because, you know, we had a couple of driver screwed up and put us in the back a couple, or put us in the back a couple of times, and then our handicaps would help us out and put us back up front. So we really never had to pass too many. Tonight we started eighth, and everybody we passed stayed there. They couldn't get past, we passed them, and that's nice. That's a great feeling to have.
Coming up on Devendorf, you know he hasn't won a race yet. Do you take that kind of pass any differently when you know he's running well and he's looking for his first win?
No, he's driven everything, too. He's not just driving supers, and he knows how to drive. He's a good kid. He's got a good head on his shoulders. I trust him very much. He's getting actually pretty close. He hasn't been this fast in a long time, so I got to work harder to get by him.
You would pull away, and then he would kind of close up the gap and pull away, almost like he had somebody giving you signs out there.
Yeah, my team sits in turn three. As soon as I passed him, I gunned it for about three laps.
Hey,
and they said you got to – they just give me the hand signals, big leads, smaller lead, and as soon as their hands touch, then I hit the gas again and I run away as far as I can, and then they say big lead again. So I just play that game, just trying to save the tires because I expected some more company tonight.
How often did you look at the leaderboard and see pretty much it was the same thing?
Every lap. It was kind of blowing me away because, you know, I had to pass those guys, but nice thing is I didn't have to pass Otto. I didn't, you know, guys who were really fast, I didn't have to pass them. And, you know, they had to use up their tires fighting each other, you know. So I just took advantage of being on the outside. The scoreboard's a really good helper. When it says 37 is there, the driver thinks about it. As long as you can show a wheel, sometimes they usually don't get too aggressive with you. If you show a wheel, they'll race you. So scoreboard helps. You know, you just read everything.
How close were you to that first lap jingle off of turn four?
I think we were in it because I think I touched because it was Snyder. Snyder got pushed up a little bit, and then he came back down. I turned low, and Timmy was coming underneath. So, yeah, it was a narrow window, but Timmy was smart. Like I say, everybody was, you know, used their head tonight. It was nice.
In 2 weeks, you got 10,000 to win. Do you take that race any differently?
Oh, no, I take it the same as tonight. The only problem is we get to start 12th. I think that kind of sucks. They should think about handicapping with the 10,000 race.
Hey, finally, who do you have to thank for win number three this year?
Oh, Kenny Locke, number one, the Locke family. This is a great opportunity for me, and they're super people. And, of course, Johnny and Billy, Joe, the whole crew. You know, car stays in my house most of the time. You know, we work on it. I come home from work. Johnny's sitting there tinkering away. So, now the crew, of course, you got to thank God, man. Without him, nothing's happening. So it was great.